A new study has found women drink to reward themselves, socialise and relax. Would it have surprised you to pick up a paper this morning and read that a new study has found that men drink to reward themselves, socialise and relax?
No, it doesn't surprise me at all.
Why do you drink?
Because the finest people that I've ever met in my life are in pubs.
What's that from? it's way up there with We Want the Finest Wines Known to Humanity. Dr. Emma Miller from the College of Medicine and Public Health at Flinders University. Doc, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning.
Would it surprise you if you'd read a study that said men drink to reward themselves, socialise and relax?
No, it wouldn't, but it's not really the point of the study. We weren't really looking to see whether people enjoyed alcohol, but what are some of the barriers that we could... that we might need to confront if we want to talk about reducing the risk of alcohol and breast cancer.
Right, so it's the real thing about the study is the link between alcohol and breast cancer.
That's right, yes.
And how strong is the link?
It is very strong, actually. There's a strong and direct link. Alcohol is a class 1, a group 1 carcinogen, which was known for quite some time. And a recent study has determined that 22% of breast cancer cases are directly attributable to alcohol.
What sort of alcohol consumption? I mean, most studies say that a glass of wine in moderation is good for your health.
Well, that's one of the things people really, really, really love to believe. But in fact, there's actually only a very small amount of red wine occasionally that they think may have some sort of positive cardiovascular effects. But obviously people want to hear good news about alcohol. But in fact, alcohol has a dose-response relationship with cancer, and particularly with breast cancer.
Dose-related, that's the last thing we want to hear, isn't it?
Yes.
Dose-related means the more you have of it, the more dangerous it is.
That's exactly right. And depending on your physiology, it could be a very smaller amount of alcohol if it was taken regularly. Could lead to cancer.
Right, so how does alcohol turn into a bad cell in your body? Is it through blood?
It's basically the way that it works as a continual assault on cells. So there's particularly breast tissue, which is very prone to damage, mainly because of hormones and other factors that are working. It has a lot of fat cells in it too, and when the hormones get a little bit affected by the alcohol, the constant alcohol can lead to damage in the cells, inflammation, and finally cancerogenesis, really.
Wouldn't the first organ to suffer be the liver?
Well, that has other things that go wrong with it. But the liver actually really likes alcohol, so it's very happy to metabolise it at a tremendous rate. It tends to do so by preference, so other things don't get metabolised that are also damaging to the liver. And so you end up with things like fatty liver and ultimately cirrhosis if there's a lot of alcohol over a long period of time.
Doctor, we wish it was a happier discussion, but we thank you. Dr. Emma Miller from the College of Medicine and Public Health at Flinders University.
Apparently your liver loves alcohol.
I was going to say, gee, if you had a friend who really enjoyed alcohol, you'd give him the nickname the liver because he really enjoys alcohol. Yeah.